Today's podcast is brought to you by Popcorn and Trampolines. Hi there, it's Neil, back again with another installment of the Free Art Friday Atlanta podcast. You can find us on iTunes, on Podomatic, on the blog FAFATL.com, on FreeArtFridayAtlanta.com, or you can directly contact me at NEGNEAL, negative Neil. Also, I would like to thank the one and only Catlanta for this interview. He reached out to me to do it, which is always nice because I am a shy hermit. I took a trip to the secret cave of Catlanta, and there I found that there were not hundreds and hundreds of stray cats. To my chagrin, I do like cats. I like to pet them. I like to get their fur all over me. I like to smell their feces. But that's something I've been working on, and we will go into that on a different podcast. So I would like to apologize for just gushing about how much I enjoy what Catlanta has done, especially at the very end of this. And I want to issue a very special apology to Z Atlanta JP for outing his secret addiction. So I hope you guys enjoy it.
Okay, good.
Let's start.
I'm in the cat cave, I guess.
Yeah.
I followed the catmobile back to your place.
Definitely.
Interviewing Catlanta today. It's a good get for the little podcast that I started. I'd like to thank you for coming.
No problem.
Coming, I guess I came. But from what I've seen from the people that I've talked to so far, you are pretty much the one that starts people going down the making free art. I think it's you or Everyman or Ken24 are really the three. So let's start at the beginning and see where you started and how you got the idea, and let's go from there.
All right. Well, basically, I was familiar with both Everyman and Ken24. I had followed Ken24 during his first kind of round of Free Art Friday that sort of died out due to participation and stuff like that. And I had gone out and, you know, found a piece then and thought it was really cool. And I had been somewhat familiar with Everyman and sort of got to know him and really, you know, appreciate what he did. Personally, I started out during the snowstorm in 2011. My friend had a can of spray paint, and we decided there's nothing better to do. We're all going crazy. And I went out and sprayed a couple things, put up a couple cats, and wrote Catlanta with them. And through Twitter and stuff like that, I saw people taking pictures of it and saying, "What's this cat? You know, I like this." Shortly after that, though, there were people that were saying, "What's this cat? I don't like this. Right. Why is this in my neighborhood?" And so I sort of retooled it so that I wouldn't, you know, face prosecution for what I was doing, and also, you know, sort of give back to the community in a way.
Just be more homeowner friendly, I guess.
Exactly. Yeah. I wanted it to appeal to everyone in the community, and some people definitely didn't like the spray painting. And so I was working at a mall job, and I just happened to find like these giant sheets of gold magnet, and took them home. And at first, I was going to cover my whole refrigerator in them because I thought that'd be an awesome idea.
Right, but, that's a good idea.
Yeah, but then on my way home, I was like, "Well, I can make cats out of them," and I sort of left them out, sort of almost like a calling card, I guess. Like I was here, not really thinking of it, you know, going anywhere beyond that. But I put the pictures up on Flickr where some of the, you know, spray paint had been put up, and people were saying that they had gone out of their house to look for them and spent several hours looking for them. And so from there, you know, the idea of using
kind of snowballed.
Twitter. Yeah, using Twitter as a way to make it more of a game.
I think when Ken started, he was using Google Maps and and marking them, and it just, the Twitter hadn't really taken off yet, so it was kind of, it needed to have something that was immediate and short and people could check on their phone in order for it to really take off.
Right, yeah. The Google Maps that Ken used right at the start was, you know, it was nice, but at the same time, everything was just dropped at once all over the city. So, you know, you really had to take your pick based off of what you were right nearby, which, I mean, still happens, but now with, you know, the immediate way.
You can tease it.
Yeah, exactly. And you can tell people where they're going and stuff like that. So, yeah, I mean, definitely Ken24 and Everyman, you know, definitely owe a lot to what I'm doing now to them, and you know.
Cool. And when I first got a hold of, I found some Everyman. I've told this story, but I got some Everyman, and then through following him, and then seeing who he follows, and found you. And I was, and when I first found your cats, it was, you were doing litter drops, where it was a cardboard box with a couple of them, or you know,
right.
more.
Right.
And I had gone to a couple places, and like even the box was gone by the time I got there. Yeah. It wasn't very far out. So, what took it from just the cardboard piece like that, or the smaller pieces like that, into where you're dropping things that are a better quality, but not as many?
I mean, just preserving my own interest in the project, I guess. You know. I like doing the cardboard pieces, but at the same time, I like the idea of something. And people can hold on to these cardboard pieces for a long time, but I like the idea of something more permanent.
Right.
And, you know, once you start doing something over and over and over again, your technical ability goes up with it. And so with that, you know, I want to do the best work that I could
can
do.
I see. Yeah, I get into that thing, too. I don't like to do the same pieces over and over again, so... You ever like just randomly do things and drop them that aren't cat related and you don't tag them as Catlanta?
No, I haven't really. I've painted a few things that, you know, I've just held on to or put up in shows that haven't gone out as Catlanta, have gone out with my name, but I haven't actually put anything out on the street, but I've thought about it a lot.
Yeah.
But it just feels like I constantly have to keep putting cats out that like almost it might be a disappointment
to
if
the
I
fans.
Put something out. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But, you know, I've thought about it.
Well, JP has like 15, so you need to like block him from your Twitter feed or something so that he can't get any more, and we give him a hard time for that because he really does like have 15 of them.
Yeah, but you know, I'm fine with that. He's been there from the start.
Yeah, well, it's also it's who gets there, you know.
It's exactly.
The fact that. You have to plan your day based upon where you're going to be.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
So, and that, you know, for that, I guess you went to the Lynyrd Skynyrd concert and the Braves, and I was like, man, I need to go there after that. Because I didn't want to stay for the Lynyrd Skynyrd concert or to go to the Braves
concert. What?
So, it's not that. It's just the length of time sitting in the stadium.
Oh, yeah. No. I was only there for Skynyrd. I wasn't there for the game.
I didn't go for the game.
No.
So I'd almost plan my entire weekend about that little thing. Is there anybody that you kind of admire that's doing it now, or you know, somebody that's maybe a little newer that's kind of piqued your interest or anything?
Well, I mean, obviously I admire people that have been around for a long time. Wesley Moose, I really like what he's doing. His pieces... I have a hard time, I think, personally, like, doing really simple pieces sometimes. And he can do really simple pieces that are also really nice and really well-made, you know, using nice wood and, you know, giving it a nice finish and stuff like that. And he has, like, a cleverness with his approach to, like, leaving clues and stuff like that, which I really like. I also like what Phoenix does with her clues as well and, you know, changing it up.
More of a game.
Yeah, making, you know, putting her own spin on the whole, you know, hunt aspect of it, which I think is really cool.
Yeah, and it's really elaborate.
Yeah, definitely.
So when you get that piece, you're really, really happy that you got it.
Right.
Yeah, I can see that. And then Wesley is, his wood pieces are just amazing. There, did you see the Star Wars piece that he did where it was the Tauntaun where Luke's on it.
And he
can go on to the other side of it. That was really clever.
No, it was super clever. Yeah, and he's a super nice guy too.
Yes,
just adds to it.
So. Well, that's the thing that you get from talking to everybody is that everybody in this community of free art people in Atlanta is really open and accepting and kind of, you know, just really nice people, which you don't find in an internet kind of community these days.
Right, definitely.
So, you know, that's kind of when you start making art and then you get into it, that's where you kind of hang out because these people are so nice. So that's why I started doing the podcast, because I wanted to get more people in to do, you know, to know that you can just go ahead and make it. No one's going to judge you for making something that, you know, isn't spectacular. It is free, and you know, and it is the joy of the hunt. What is the most fun hiding a piece that you've had? Is there one that sticks out that kind of?
Well, there's one where basically I kind of got caught, and that's probably why it makes it the most fun for me. I was in New Orleans with my mom, and we had decided to stop at a bar, and we were gonna put a cat out and, like, you know, have a drink and
watch
to see if someone got it. And I knew there were a couple followers in New Orleans and stuff like that, so I was thinking that it would probably happen within, you know, half an hour or hour. And so we're sitting there, and the bartender just runs outside with the stool, and is on the cordless phone and, like, looking all around, like, finds the corner that's at, gets up on the stool, pulls it down, brings it back in, and then is like, "Y'all, you're never gonna guess what happened." And apparently someone had called in from Las Vegas.
Oh, really?
Like, Google mapped the location and then offered her money to get the cat, which don't necessarily support that. I don't want people doing that, but still, it was. And then
the reach of Twitter and Catlanta at that point got to.
Right, yeah, right. That's cool. And so then we were just sitting in the bar, and they're all, basically everyone in the bar except for us was like, "Well, what's that?
What is that?
What's that?" And so then they start pulling up articles and reading them out loud to the entire bar, and I'm just sort of sitting in the corner, like, check please. Yeah. And then someone comes in from Atlanta who had recognized me, and they, you know, pointed it out, and we got, you know, free drinks from the bar as a result. And
yeah.
Because she got money for the cat, but... that was probably the most fun, but...
How much money did they offer you?
I'm not even sure. I'm not even sure. It was probably more than I would have charged them.
Yeah, I bet.
If they contacted
you. Just they contacted you and said, "Can I have one?"
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that brings us to the next thing, is that the stuff that you put online for sale is sold out really quickly.
Right.
And you got to be happy about that, that people are really interested in getting it. Just as personally... I think it's cool that you just haven't bombarded it, you know, and just sold out completely just to make as much money as possible, you know, because you really could do that. And it's just the fact that you have such a small release and they go so quickly, it kind of builds more traction, I guess.
Right, yeah, it's that and it's also not wanting to flood it. You know, this started out as a free project and I don't want to really ever move away from that, you know, even though I may sell stuff. Typically that money goes straight back to buying supplies and, you know, it's kind of a cycle, you know, and, honestly, shipping and stuff like that just annoys me. I'm not a big fan of it. So
the legwork after the fact is what gets you.
Right. Yeah. And it keeps it special. If, you know, even if you can get one online, I only want to keep it for a limited time so that, you know, not everyone has one. You know, it gives you some, I don't know, gives it a special, you know, limited edition. I know a lot of people have mentioned, like, vinyl toys and stuff like that. And while I don't collect vinyl toys, I've always respected that kind of, the way that they do it. You know, this is really special edition stuff. And it just makes the pieces that much more meaningful to someone who gets it.
You had a pop-up store at W.
Right.
How did that come about?
They emailed me about doing a Cirque du Soleil, like a promotion with Cirque du Soleil, but it didn't work out, and so we did a pop-up shop.
Cool.
After that, yeah.
Cool. And you sold t-shirts and
all kinds of other stuff, right? Yeah.
Cool. You got any other projects coming that in the works, or are you just kind of taking it easy for the summer, or what?
Well, I've been kind of taking it easy for the summer, just because, you know, after a while it does get to you. You know, you kind of have to take a breather every once in a while. I have a bike that I'm going to be painting for Sopo that they'll be auctioning off in September, and I'm working on a Braves litter that's going to go out in the game at a game.
Kind of like what you did with the zoo.
Yeah, but it's not actually.
I dug the zoo stuff. That was really cool because it was a little bit of a diversion from just the cat.
Oh yeah, no, that was a lot. That was a lot of fun for me. But that was actually through the zoo. This isn't through the Braves, right. So it's I know how the MLB is with their licensing stuff, so I kind of keep it on the down low until the game. But then, you know, I'm actually gonna attempt to put them out in the stadium and tailgating and stuff like that.
Right?
Yeah, no, exactly.
Especially if you don't, you know, broadcast it over.
Right.
I know that there was Baby Robot got in trouble. The company got in trouble for doing a barfs.
Right.
And,
yeah.
And that was a nightmare. So, and just that simple, you know, it's not the same name.
Exactly.
But then you see, you know, people that have clothing places that have like the skeleton Nakahoma. You know, how can that be okay?
Yeah, exactly. I don't
get it.
I don't get it either.
But MLB is very tight on their stuff.
Exactly. So I don't think anything's going to happen. I just want to.
Yeah.
Don't want to be. Get the wrath of their legal team.
Just don't want to get that letter in the mail.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why you stay anonymous. God.
Right.
I can't talk. Why do you stay? Like, I know there's some people that are anonymous because they, you know, don't want people at their job to know or something like that. I just find it like you've gotten the success and it would be just really easy just to go, you know, this is who I am and can I please have a job somewhere or can I, you know, how can I, you know, take advantage of this momentum that I've got going?
Well, I mean, at the start, I stayed anonymous for legal reasons because, you know, the spray painting was happening. Statute of limitations has passed for all those offenses, but it's honestly just, it's more fun to stay anonymous. It kind of builds like a mystique around it. And also, I know other people have talked about it, you will get followed. And I would rather keep it as, you know, low profile as possible when I'm trying to put out pieces because, you know, knowing that someone's following you just makes it that much harder to put stuff out.
And, yeah,
you know.
I always feel sketchy about taking the photo.
Right,
like,
yeah.
You put it up there, and that's really quick.
But yeah.
Taking the, like, staying and taking the right photo and making the right thing.
Right, and then typing it
and
out.
And then typing it in. That's always the part that gets sketchy to me, is, like, is someone looking?
Right, yeah. So, that's mainly it. And then, you know, I'm not Cat Lynn. You know, Cat Lynn is what I do, but it's not who I am. And
right.
I'm fine with talking to people about it, you know, but I don't want to, you know.
It's not who you are.
Right, exactly.
It
I don't want to always
you.
Have to talk about
right.
it. You know?
And then that way you're not, like I was saying earlier, you could always put other art pieces out or do other art stuff and then kind of keep that as another thing. So it's not, you know, Cat Lynn did this piece and then all of a sudden someone comes and takes it down because they want to keep it in their house.
Right, exactly. And, you know, the last show I did was in my own name, and no one really came out to it. And I was, it was good, though. Like, I mean, it was a group show, so people did come out to it, but not the typical Catlanta crowd, which I love the typical Catlanta crowd.
Yeah.
But, you know, doing work, kind of having a way to do it, almost two personalities, makes it more fun for me, I guess.
Cool.
More than anything.
This bike is cool that you got a lot of work to do. It's just primered here on the floor.
A lot of my projects tend to be that way.
Yeah, hopefully you've got something in mind.
We'll see.
I'm sure it's going to be great. Is there anybody that's like kind of stalked you to the point that they found out who you are and they've gotten every information and just like show up somewhere?
I mean, yeah, but, you know, I wouldn't say stalk. Everyone's turned out to be very friendly. You know,
yeah.
They may follow around and, you know, they're just looking for a piece at the end of the day. I understand their frustration, but
No fistfights?
No, there's never been any problems. Besides the people that have... There were, like, with the spray painting, there was someone that, like, found out my name, found out everything, and was stalking me in a bad way. But, you know, people are actually looking for pieces, you know.
Yeah.
It's been fine.
So. That's cool. That's cool. I actually have a confession. Like, I, just because of who I know in the free art community and knew, like, who was friends with who, and I kind of figured it out.
Right, right.
One day, and I was, and it, honestly, I was like, I'm gonna find out. And I talked to Jake at one time, and we were like, we're gonna find out who it is. And then we figured out who was friends with who, and then we and followed it back and said, okay, now I know.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's the thing. Like, I don't mind at all. Like, yeah. It's just something that I'm not gonna broadcast.
No, no, no. Really... It's just the curiosity that I had to know.
No, yeah. I'm sure if I was in your shoes, I would have probably done the same.
That have done that and gone, oh, okay, now I can move on.
Right, right, yeah. No, I'll, you know, pick up random Instagram followers on my personal account now and then. I'll be like, they figured it out. You know?
Yeah, because they're liking only the other pieces right. that show any kind of production or anything. That's funny. You got anything, like, I already asked you about what's coming up, but, any things that you want to do? Like, you know, do you want to, you know, spray paint the archives building with the giant cat on it, you know?
I mean, there's definitely stuff that I've had in my mind, but nothing that I've actually really planned out yet. I've always thought it would be fun, like, after I release one of the t-shirts, to have, like, an event, you know, say a Braves game or something like that, where I ask people to wear their cat shirt. If I see them, I give them a cat.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool.
You know, to sort of, like, build it even more, and people be like, well, why are all these people wearing cat shirts, even if they don't, you know what's necessarily going on? And, you know, kind of pushing that as well. I also would like to do more collaborations with people. It's just been finding the time, really.
I think that's the problem, is everybody has a day job or has some kind of job or some kind of responsibility. And it is fun, but it's also, it doesn't pay.
Right, exactly. And everyone has...
As my wife says.
Right. And I feel like everyone has a list of, you know, I want to do this and this and this and this and this. And, you know, it just keeps adding up.
Yeah,
I have a
never-ending
list.
Cool, cool. What would you say to somebody that's looking to get into putting out free art? Like, what kind of, I wouldn't want to say inspirational thought, but what kind of advice would you give them?
Honestly, just really get to know the community. I think that's important first, to really, you know, I think someone said before, you know, go to an Everyman production party. Do stuff like that. Like, get to know the community and really come up with an idea that you yourself love, because you're gonna have to keep, if you want to do it in the way that people do it, you're gonna have to keep doing some of the same stuff over and over.
If you
want to
find a shtick,
exactly,
you got it.
Yeah. Exactly. So, you know, find that, you know, work it out. You're gonna make mistakes along the way, so I wouldn't say, like, you know, have it perfect before you start, because you know, I don't think anyone started out perfect, and it is a learning process, having to do them over and over again, and they're just gonna get better. So, really, just don't be afraid.
Yeah,
you know, it's open to everyone.
Yeah, it's not judgmental. That's what is really cool about it, is, you know, everybody is really, you know, positive about it.
Exactly.
Coming from negative Neil.
Yeah, and me personally, I don't really like going out to look for the pieces. So if you're frustrated with not finding pieces, or don't like going out, then become a maker and put it out, because it gives you a different aspect, a different, like, view on the whole process. And for me, that's more fun than, you know, going out and looking for the pieces as well.
Yeah, it's a better rush to put it out and not get caught, or put it out and then watch someone come get it.
Right.
Is really kind of a cool thing. It's like someone, you know, took the time to look at your tweet, find out where you were, and then hauled ass there to get it, you know. So, yeah, that's what I've found, too. But there's also that rush of finding someone.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I'm not very good. I don't keep up with Twitter and stuff like that like I should, so I usually see the stuff, and I'm like, oh, well
I could
have that's probably gone by now.
Yeah, I live outside the perimeter, so it's if I'm in town, I'll look, but usually I just go, oh, that's cool. So, like, what I've really dug is your, like, the high museum pieces that you've done, where you know you do
the artist that I think you did a cause one.
Right.
And that. So what kind of inspiration could you find? Do you find from other artists, like well known, you know, whatever?
Yeah. It really just depends. A lot of those pieces are more just like challenges to myself to just be like, well, can I paint in that style? And, you know, I obviously don't think that I can paint quite as technically well as Cause can, but
yeah.
It's always fun to challenge myself.
Are we going to have a girl with a pearl earring Cat Lana soon?
Maybe. I've been to that exhibit like 4 or 5 times now. I think it's just amazing. And that, like, that right there, like, I can take certain things from anything, really. I'm a huge art history nerd, even though my cat's pretty simple. You know, I've been to museums all over the world and really enjoy learning about what's gotten us to this point, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, I've said it before, but Keith Haring's always an inspiration to me.
Well, yeah, that's kind of got that same...
Yeah. And, you know, that kind of bringing, like, really accessible art that the public can relate to into sort of the fine art world like Keith Haring did,
right.
Like that, I really respect that.
Yeah.
And I really respect that from, you know, the people during the Renaissance that were doing the same thing, that were painting specifically for, you know,
not portraiture,
right? Exactly. Like they were painting stories because people couldn't read, you know,
right.
and they were able to relate to people. That's what I respect, and that's what I draw inspiration from, as opposed to like going into a gallery and seeing something and just being,
yeah,
what the hell is
copying,
it?
Yeah.
What the hell does this mean? You know, like,
yeah.
It's, you know.
So what is reflected in the pearl?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure?
I haven't gotten close enough.
You haven't gotten that close?
No, not yet.
I don't think they let you that close.
Yeah.
If someone by chance hasn't found you already and is listening to this podcast and wants to find you, where can they find you?
They can find me on Twitter at @cat_lanta. Instagram's the same, and Facebook is facebook.com/catlanaart, no spaces or underscores. And then if I ever sell pieces, it's at catlana.bigcartel.com.
And those are, you'll post on Twitter or Facebook?
Right, yeah. I'll usually announce those ahead of time.
That when you started...
Looking to hopefully finally make some screen printing
specific style
coming
was,
up here to put online.
The heart
and, also
and
put
the
on
face
the streets,
and then a solid color.
Still got to figure that out.
And since, you know, I guess it was 11, you know, 2011 that I started following you, and then throughout, I see that you've gotten better and better with each iteration. So, you know, just keep that up, because I think you can see it too when you go to JP's place, and he's got one from like the beginning and one from the
right.
middle, and he's got, you know, he's got so many, and he needs to just distribute those to some people that are looking for it. So you can really tell that the quality has gotten there. So I really kind of dig that, and I'm sure other people have too. So
thank you. Yeah, and it's been maybe kind of subtle. I don't know if you've been following it. Like the eyes have gotten bigger, and you know, everything's gotten a lot cleaner.
Yeah, but even the different style, like when we were talking about the high museum pieces,
right.
The styles have gotten cleaner too. Like,
yeah. And it's been so much fun for me to do that. And, you know, and I think that's a lot. That's the other advice I would give someone, like, you know, trying to do free art, is that it's such a great platform to try stuff out, and people are going to give you feedback and stuff like that without even having to leave your house. You know, you don't have to find a gallery show. You don't have to, you know, have friends who want to critique your work.
Right.
And, you know, you can put it online, and chances are someone's going to say something about it, you know, and even if it's not positive, which, you know, rarely it's ever.
I think I've seen one or two non-positive things.
Exactly, yeah. It's
they were just being jerks.
Right. Even coming from you, Negative Neil, it's
yeah.
still positive stuff, you know, so it's that, I think, is, that's what's made it fun for me, and I
yeah.
think that's what it makes fun for a lot of people, and it's what pushes people to keep, you know,
doing it, yeah.
making more and more,
yeah,
and
just keep
the boundaries.
Keep challenging yourself
yeah.
in what you do, and you know, I've done that with what I've done. So just getting smaller, I like small pieces,
yeah.
So they're
definitely.
Just really difficult to do. So that's cool. Well, thanks for having me and talking about this. And this, I'm sure everybody will be eagerly awaiting what's next for Catlanta and what's coming out.
Yeah, hopefully I won't disappoint you.
Okay, we'll just end it awkwardly like every other one we do.
Perfect.
Okay, bye.
And that's a wrap. So that was my first real conversation with Catlanta. I think it went as well as any of the other podcasts. Hopefully you guys are still listening. If not, I'll just keep doing it. Nothing's going to stop me. Oh, no. Nothing's going to break my stride. You got to keep on moving. If anybody would like to be interviewed by this awkward midlife crisis, I can be reached on Twitter at NEGNEAL. You can email me at neal.wilkes@gmail.com. I've gotten some people coming up that I hope y'all will enjoy. I always could line up some more because. Okay, so I'm going to end this now.
Just silence.